Welcome to the Viking Red Zone Podcast, your one-stop destination for the 2016 Benton County Viking Football Program. Sponsored by J&K Contracting. One call, we do it all. And now, in the maroon corner, David Lugs Harold. And in the gray corner, the Mike Dyson of Benton County football knowledge, Nathan Lamb.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 4.2, the Viking Red Zone Podcast, brought to you by J&K Contracting with two locations in Albany and Jackson. Their numbers are 698-3521 and 286-8936. This is our first attempt at multiple shows in 1 week, and this is our preview show.
Yes.
Geared toward Megs.
Megs Marauders.
TVC opener this week at home as Megs comes to town. Today we will go over the Megs preview. We will go over the preview of the TVC a little more in-depth than we have in the past. And we will do our rapid-fire pick'ems.
Yes.
So, Lugs.
Sponsored by Dollars and Dimes.
Sponsored by Dollars and Dimes. So, Megs. It's Megs week. So it's first week for league play. This is big. This is a big game. Megs is, a lot of people think, could win the league this year.
Yep. Yeah, and everybody's 0-0 right now. You know,
that's right.
Everybody's got a shot at the TVC. At this very moment, we are still in it.
We are. We're tied for first.
That's right.
So, let's go over some numbers here with Megs. Just throw out some throw out some stats.
All righty. Well, we have been playing Megs since 1983. We have 16 wins and 17 losses. So, this has been a very competitive series since they moved into the TVC.
Yes.
We lost last year's game 31-10. It was at, or 31-0. It was at Megs. If you remember that game, it was actually pretty close, you know, throughout the third quarter, I think. So I think it was like 12-0 at halftime. I think they ended up going a little bit of a run there towards the end of the game. But I know even last season and at that point, they were in the front runners, I think, at the TVC at that time when we played them.
Yeah, and especially with Athens struggling at the beginning of the year last year. Yeah.
Yeah, and we really, you know, Alexander kind of ended up, you know, springing up on us there.
Yeah, last year a lot of people thought it was going to come down to Megs or Athens, and Athens kind of gets out of the gate slow. Megs kind of falters later in the year, but then Alexander just kind of comes out of nowhere. But yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, last year's game was a pretty competitive game for the most part. 31-0 sounds bad, but I mean, actually, we gave them a pretty tough game for most of it. Our last win came in 2010, 18-13 at home. So they're on a 5-game win streak on us right now. So hopefully we can end that this week. Megs comes into this game 2-1. They've had a pretty decent schedule. I mean, I wouldn't say their schedule was as hard as ours, but they've had a pretty decent schedule. Gallia Academy, of course, they crushed them 69-0. Mainly Clear Creek was kind of an upset loss, I think we thought. They lost that game. Amanda kind of controlled them on the ground.
Yeah.
They had a big win last week against Logan, 25-19, where they actually stopped them on the last second play that they would have gave Logan the win. So they come in 2-1, pretty decent record, though. They've done pretty well. You know, I mean, they did have the hiccup against Amanda, but they're not looking too bad. Of course, we're 0-3. We lost to Union Yoder 34-7, lost to Piketon 36-26. Lost to Fairfield 31-21. You know, of course, we're putting up points. Offense is looking good. Defense is, you know, getting there, but not quite there yet. So,
yeah.
So 0-3 Vinton County, Megs 2-1. Again, the defense has given up 101 points in 3 games, something they need to kind of shore up here against Megs. Megs is a pretty good offense normally. So,
well, I want to point out real quick, though, if you look at the last 2 weeks combined, we've scored more points than Megs.
Yes, we have. That is true.
That's hard to believe. Yeah. That's hard to believe, right?
Our offense is looking good, and I think statistically, you know, you compare Bartram, and we don't know Bartram's exact stats, but we do know roundabout stats.
Yeah.
We know Nayland's did better offensively than Bartram has now, and Bartram was the preseason TVC player of the year, I think. I don't think anybody would have picked anybody else over him. Maybe yeah. Hunter Edwards or something. Yeah. But, I mean, as an individual person versus person, I mean, Nathan's kind of outperformed him so far.
Yeah.
So, kind of interesting.
And another thing I want to point out is, if you look at Meg's schedule, at Gallia Academy, Amanda, Clear Creek, and Logan,
mm-hmm.
you just look at those names. You know, those are some big-time, historically solid programs, but this year, it's like, you know, a lot mm-hmm. of people say about Ohio State, you know, when they schedule like Virginia Tech, well, they schedule them a couple years in advance, and then whenever they get to the game, they're down, and everybody's like, well, your schedule's weak.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the same thing that's happened to Meg's here, because Guy Academy is not the same Guy Academy that we're used to. I mean, they are not very good at all.
Yeah.
Amanda Clear Creek's down, which you think of Amanda Clear Creek, they're like the Ironton of the North. I mean, they're always good. And then Logan, we know how good Logan is, but
they've
this year,
a tough schedule
yeah,
too,
but,
so,
but
yeah.
They're 0-3. They've only scored 19 points all year, and
yep.
So yeah. You look at the names on that schedule, and you think, wow, that's good. But really, the talent that they've played is it comparable to our schedule? I mean, you just look by names.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. But yeah, if you look at the names, you'd say yeah.
Yeah, but you know, when you look at the results on the field,
yeah,
I don't think you can give a clear cut edge and say Meg's schedule has been tougher.
No,
to this point, but
you know, you have Unionda 2-1, you have Piketon 2-1, you have Fairfield 2-1. So, I mean, you're looking at our schedule and who we've played. Southeastern, obviously, our scrimmage 3-0. We've talked about this, I think, in the Monday episode.
Yeah,
so.
and Eastern Eastern
Pikes 2-1 too.
Beaver, yep. Pike, Eastern.
Yeah. So I'm not saying Meg's schedule was a cupcake. I'm just saying after Athens and Nelsonville, I think we've had the third toughest non-conference schedule in the TVC so far. So, I mean, you might be somebody else I'm missing there, maybe, but I think after them two, I think we're the third toughest. So
that's definitely not Wellston.
Yeah, it's definitely not Wellston. That's true. Yeah. 2-1. 3-1? What are they? Wellston? 2-1.
2-1.
This
is week four.
Yeah, it gets real. Gets real in a week for them. So.
Well, they still have their non-league game. They still play Portsmouth West, which I think they will. Well, we'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll get further along on that.
Yeah,
so.
We'll do that later.
So the Megs preview though that we'll keep going on here. The big news of the day. I'll let you spill it. What's?
Well, and we kind of hinted at this last episode, Monday's episode, that Bartram, and I think we called it a ankle twist
is what
Monday.
We heard on Monday.
We did not know for sure what was going on. But the fact is that he does have a fractured ankle. Mm-hmm. And there's probably a 99% chance, we can't say with 100% certainty until Friday, but there's probably a 99% chance that he's not going to play this week. And he is their best player. He's their quarterback. He's a leader on defense. I mean, he was a big part of that game-winning stop at the end of the game last week, which he played.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, they didn't know that he had a fractured ankle. You know, then he obviously wouldn't have played. But, you know, how kids are, you know, you get a fractured ankle or a sprained ankle or a sprained knee or whatever. If you're, you know, your adrenaline's pumping, you think you can play. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of times you can talk your coaches and trainers into saying, I'm all right, I'm okay, and you go out there and play. So it's not that they were putting him out there knowing that he was, you know, that he had a fractured ankle. But,
yeah.
Nonetheless, he's probably not going to play this week. If you're Benton County, though, you still have to game plan for him. You still have to. Mm-hmm. I don't think anything changes. I think the game plan is going to wind up being mostly the same because they're probably not going to change their offense a whole lot, regardless of who they have, you know, at quarterback this week. They are who they are, and that's regardless of who's in there. So.
Yeah, I mean, they're a passing offense. I mean, they're a very similar offense to us. I mean, they've been running this offense a little bit longer than we have, too. So, I mean, the mm-hmm. kids that are even playing backups, I'm sure, have the experience they need to come in. But they're not going to be a power running team this week. They're not going to do that. They don't have the personnel to do it anyway.
Which is what's hurt us all year is the run. So,
even
from these spread teams, which we've faced two mm-hmm. so far in Unionda and Piketon, the run has really hurt us, and a lot of it's been, you know, up the gut, really around the outside. We've done a pretty decent job of containing somewhat. More than normal.
We show signs of goodness, signs of goodness. But
well, like last week. I mean, the main thing that hurt us last week was to run straight up the gut. I mean,
yeah, and it was team running. There wasn't one guy last week. It was a team effort.
The whole thing.
That's right. But
we'll get there.
Yeah, I mean, fingers crossed, right? Fingers crossed. I mean, they are, like I said, they are showing signs. The defense is, I'll be honest, I think our secondary is looking great. Yeah. I really do. I think our secondary is making plays. They do a good job in the passing game. I think we've only given up 100 yards to Edler, I think, and I think that's it so far. So, and I think he had 100, I can't remember his total yardage. But either way, the secondaries look good. I mean, the running game's just got to get there with them. You know, they're slowly improving, though. And
they are. So. They are. They are. Because, you know, you look at Fairfield, a team that you know what they're going to do. And obviously they did put up some big numbers. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the numbers and then look and say, well, they only scored 4 touchdowns, that's not that bad when you look at the total yardage that they had on the ground. I mean, that's shows that you got some stops. Yeah, they moved the ball, but there were some drives where they did, you know, we did buckle down and get some stops, and that's where it starts. Yep. That's where it starts. You got to get some stops.
Yep. So I'll tell you what, going to be a great game, though. I think if people come out and watch this game, it's another home game, by the way. So we got our
third
home game in a row. This is going to be a lot of offense, we think. I think even with Bartram out, I think you're going to see a lot of offense on both sides of the football.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun game to watch. It's going to be exciting. I'll be honest, I wish Bartram would have played. I hope he does end up playing because, I mean, it was going to make it a really exciting matchup, you know. So, I mean, the fact that he's not playing, though, it's still going to be a good matchup, you know. So, come watch the game. It's going to be fun to watch. These kids are getting better every week. The offense is getting better every week. I mean, Nathan Yates is just looking great this year. So, I mean, come see him, see how he does this week. It's going to be a good game. Everybody needs to come out and see it.
Yeah, it would have been cool to see Yates and Bartram because if you look at the just straight numbers right now out of the first 3 weeks of the TBC, these are probably the top 2 quarterbacks in the league.
Absolutely. Yep.
And, you know, they were going to go head-to-head in week one of league play.
Yeah.
Obviously not so much now, but that's the game of football, though, man.
It is.
You know, you got – you know, if Yates goes down for us, you know, we're in the same situation. We're
– yeah. Yeah, that's exactly
we're
right.
We're going to struggle, too, somewhat. So, it is what it is. Megs comes in this Friday. Game starts at 7:30. I don't think there's anything special planned this week, right? Last week we had the 96 baseball and football TBC champions honored before the game, which was cool.
Yep.
It was really cool.
Just tailgating from Bucky and Brad Rose?
Yeah, yeah. let's mention that in case you don't know. And they have a page on Facebook.
I didn't know they had a page.
Oh, you didn't get
added?
Man.
Maybe I did. I don't know. I get added all the
time. You better talk to Brad because he added me.
Which one is it? What's the name of that one?
Well, I don't know.
Every time I log onto my Facebook, someone's put me in another group. So
yeah,
I'm
not going to look it up right now. But, yeah, they have it's just, hey, we're starting at this time, whatever.
Yeah.
But they do. They tailgate. I think they start at 5 or 5:30.
Yeah.
And there's more than one. There's like 3 or 4 pop-up tents there. And
yes,
you don't have to. You don't even have to know them. You can be from the other team. Anybody listening for Megs, come up early, and we will feed you.
free food?
Yeah.
Yep.
Free food, free water, whatever you want. Just come up and have a good time. This is all about having fun. So, and the more people, the better. And I know they would love it if, you know, people from outside the area came up and you could talk football and –
Exactly.
Good
group of guys. I think Bob Brown helps them too. Mm-hmm. I mean,
there's a lot of them.
There's a ton of them.
There's a lot of them there. And all the kids, you know, all the kids down there in the grass playing football before the game. It's cool. It's a cool thing.
Down in the sewer.
Yeah, right. Right.
It's a good time. It's good. It's a great atmosphere. Like I said, great guys. There's bratwurst, hot dogs. I mean, there's all kinds of good food down there.
Oh, yeah.
Good group of guys, yeah. So, and you'll see them if you pull in the parking lot. They're right there. Go check them out.
Yep, right there on the north side of the of the football field.
Really cool.
So. Yep. So, that's our pregame.
Yep. Come watch the game.
Check it out. Welcome back to episode 4.2 of the Viking Red Zone podcast, brought to you by J&K Contracting in Albany and Jackson at 698-3521, 286-8936. So let's go over the league, Lugs.
Okay.
This is week one for everybody but Wellston of TVC play.
Mm-hmm.
We have played everybody's played three non-league games. So let's go over, let's just start at the top here. We did the Benton County and Meg's preview in the last segment. Mm-hmm. So we'll start with a pretty big rivalry game.
Yeah.
In Athens County with Athens and Alexander.
Yep. Pretty big game. I mean, obviously Alexander's kind of coming in here limping a little bit. I mean, they're 1-2. Athens is 2-1. Of course, Athens has had a crazy schedule, so it's a pretty impressive 2-1, to be honest. Athens is coming off a big win against Watkins Memorial, which, I mean, I had Watkins winning that one, I think.
And
so
they're one score away from being 3-0 right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And let's just put it in terms of this. They've played, and I'm not going to say the school names. I'm just going to say the divisions. Division 3, mm-hmm. Division 2, Division 2. So they've played some pretty big schools.
Yes, they have. So 2-1, I think Athens is probably still the front runner if you really want to pick someone in the TVC. Alexander's kind of fighting not being at the bottom of the league right now. And then your first league game is against Athens. Of course, Chase Harris is their quarterback. I mean, I think he's a good athlete, but I think they're struggling to find people around him that can play. You know, they're going into Athens. They're facing a big line. Athens is 2-1, looking to win the TVC. Alexander's defending champions. So it's kind of a cool schedule at the beginning of the season, but I think now that you're seeing Alexander and how they're looking, I mean, this game's looking, you know, like Alexander just might want to try to survive it.
Well, to give Alexander some credit, if you look at the schedule, mm-hmm. they took care of Fed Hawk, which they should have.
Yes.
Chesapeake, they were in the game for about a quarter and a half before Chesapeake started to pull away, and they wound up losing 47-16. But Chesapeake's 3-0. Chesapeake,
yes,
may win the OVC this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chesapeake's a really good team.
Good team.
And here's the big question mark: it's Portsmouth East last week. They lose 15-8.
Yeah.
Portsmouth East is 3-0. They're in the small school SOC. Are they a team that's going to win 9 games? Because if they are, then that's not a terrible loss, because it's on the road and you lose by one score.
Yeah.
That's not a bad loss. So I guess we'll really find out just how good they are when they play Athens this week, because we know that Athens has played a pretty tough schedule with the exception of Warren. Mm-hmm. The other two teams have been pretty good.
They have been.
Very competitive teams. So we'll see a lot, and you always do every year. You always learn.
Mm-hmm.
You learn more in week one of league play than you do in the first 3 or 4 weeks of non-league play. So,
And Alden didn't play last week. I mean, he may not play again this week. So, I mean, you don't know who's going to be quarterback for Athens. We're assuming Sano's going to take over again.
Right.
250 yards passing last week. Obviously, he's a pretty good fill-in for him too. But
he's
not the starter. So Athens, you know, going against Alexander. They're bound to be ready to play. I'll just say that. Penrod is an amazing coach, and these guys will be ready. So
yeah, no question about it. Yep. I mean, and they do a lot of cool things at Alexander. If you follow them on Facebook, there's quite a few different things you can follow on social media. And then they do a weekly video show.
Rise to Shine.
Yeah, they put us to shame because they actually show faces.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see our faces. So, they do a lot of cool things over there. That was an awesome hire for Alexander. Obviously, they won their first ever TVC Ohio Championship.
And playoff game, yeah.
Yeah, and playoff game. Let's not forget that. I do want to point out to anybody out there that has any knowledge, Alexander did win a Hocking title when they were in the Hocking, and they did win a combined TVC championship. I think it was in the 70s. But that's it. When they came into the Ohio Division in 97, I think, they struggled, and they didn't win a game until, I think, 2005. They beat Belpre for the first time. They won their first ever TVC Ohio game against Belpre. And then the following year, I know we're getting way off topic again, but I just
– Hey, we're going through – and that's why you're the Sheldon Cooper of football, because you know this stuff, man, and nobody else does.
Yeah.
That's why I love you, man.
I skipped the Vinton County at Meg's game that year. I think it was 2006 or 7. Mm-hmm. I skipped our game at Meg's because it was 2007. That was the year Wellston went 0-10, right? I think, or 2008. Anyways, it was one of those years. Yeah. Wellston goes 0-10 that year. But anyways, Alexander had already won the previous year against Belfry. I skip our game to go watch Wellston play Alexander in Albany because I wanted to see Alexander beat Wellston for the first time.
We've always got to plug Wellston.
Won, and Alexander won in overtime with a field goal, and I cheered.
Oh. Every game we find a way to plug Wellston into the game.
Okay, well, let's segue right in. Wellston and Portsmouth West.
Okay, here we go. Yes.
Wellston 2-1, a surprising 2-1. Portsmouth West 1-2. Talk a little bit about this one.
I don't know much about Portsmouth West. You're going to have to fill us in on Portsmouth West.
Okay. But,
I mean, obviously, Wellston is doing really well. I mean, 2-1 is a pretty good start for them this year. Yeah. Like I said, they kind of did it last year, too. They kind of, you know, rolled through their non-conference and then got into TVC play and started struggling. I mean, they were competitive, but they just lost the games. I mean, even Athens, they took to
the
wire.
They were very competitive. Yeah. They just, the breaks didn't go their way.
Looks like it's kind of the same year for them. You know, obviously, you know, they've got three great running backs right now. You know, they're really pounding the ball. It's a big-time running offense, and it's in their favor right now. They're doing well with doing it. So.
Yeah, and this game is in Portsmouth, which it's the second week in a row. Wellston's been on the road. They were on the road last week at Edina. Portsmouth West 1-2. They beat Fairland in week 1 26-20, and Fairland's 0-3. I don't think Fairland is all that great. Portsmouth West lost in week 2 to Portsmouth 33-26, and then they lost last week to Colgrove 14-9, which Portsmouth is 2-1. Colgrove did not play in week 1. They only scheduled 9 games for some reason. So they're 2-0. So I really don't know. I really don't know. And this is another thing. We're going to find out just where Wellston's at, you know, because of the two wins that they do have are against teams that typically aren't great.
Yeah.
But they just destroyed them. So, yes. I mean, let's point that out. They did what they needed to do.
Yeah.
So we're going to find out. I mean, we're going to say about every game, we're going to find out a lot.
Yeah.
About Wellston. If they go down there and win 28-6 like they did last week, then I would say look out because they might be the real deal.
Yeah.
Exactly. But we'll let you know what happens.
Yeah. We'll keep our eye on them. I mean, obviously, we're watching them close. They're obviously on everybody's
radar
right now.
They're a team to watch. Yeah. Yes, that's for sure. I know we pick on them a lot, but they are. I wouldn't want to play them right now.
Yeah. Interesting. So, exactly.
So we'll go into probably, in my opinion, the biggest league game of the week.
Yes.
River Valley and Nelsonville York.
Huge game. Yeah, this is a monster. Tell me again where it's at. I know you know. Tell me where it's at because you know you want to. So.
The game is in Bidwell.
Bidwell. That's where it is, of course. Yes. Bidwell. So.
The game is in Bidwell at the 2-year-old stadium, River Valley. Raider Field, I think is what they call it. It's 2 years old.
Could have a bigger press box, by the way. But we'll get that's a different story.
You know what? I've been to their school. I've watched basketball down there, but I've never been to the football stadium.
I was there last year, you know, for junior high game.
Yeah.
I've been to worse. I'll just tell you that.
All right.
Even in the TVC, I've been to a few worse. Tell you that.
Yeah, there's we won't. Yeah.
But game-wise, and I don't know a lot about the personnel at River Valley, but I do know that their offense is really thriving right now. They're playing well. They're doing good. It's kind of a switch of seasons because last year they were a big defensive juggernaut. This year their offense is really putting up a lot of points.
Yeah.
Nelsonville, of course, Nelsonville's had the second tough – probably you could even argue they had the toughest
maybe
schedule.
Maybe the toughest, yeah.
I mean, obviously you got Hunter Edwards, you got Alex Mount, who – even in a loss last week, had like 130-some yards rushing.
Yeah, and he got hurt the week before against Newark Catholic and was a question mark.
Yeah, so
nobody really knew. Nobody told me anyways, and I tried to find out, but I didn't really know if he was even going to play last week, and he comes out and has a huge game.
So. Yeah, exactly. So Nelsonville has talent everywhere, like I said, and of course a great coach is still kind of getting his feet wet, you know, at Nelsonville as well. You know, so this is a huge, huge game. TVC – I mean, this is almost the beginning of who's going to be our front runner in the TVC right now. Whoever wins this game will probably be the power rankings top player for the VCVikings.com power ranking.
Well, obviously, if River Valley does, they'll hold on to it
because they're already
top
there.
Spot.
Yes.
But this would solidify the question marks that we have about River Valley's non-league schedule.
Yes.
If they come out and beat Nelsonville, York, even if it's a close game, if they can prove that they can, you know, they can beat a team like Nelsonville, York, like they did last year, you got to take them seriously.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that it's going to set up to be a huge, huge game. To be flat out honest with you, whoever loses this game is not going to win the league, but whoever wins, they might. They're going to be the team to beat going forward.
Absolutely,
without a doubt.
Yep,
this game is huge.
Yeah.
In Bidwell, how many times has anybody said that?
Well, not the last year.
Huge
not much at all.
Huge game in Bidwell. Yeah.
And then if we did a game of the week, this would be it.
This would have to be the game of the week. Yeah.
This is the game of, you know, we'll be texting everybody going, "What's the score during our game?" We'll
Right. And you can also, to anybody out there listening, you can go to Ustream.com, search River Valley Raiders, and you can listen to all their games on Ustream.
Awesome.
My buddy Eric Witt leads the charge down there. They do a they do the games on Ustream, and they do a live show, which you can go back and listen to its podcast on Tuesday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I call in. I'm supposed to call in every week, but a lot of times I can't because I'm at work. But they do a show every Tuesday night at 7. It's live, and it's also recorded, and you can listen to it during the week. And they talk a lot about the league and a lot about Gallia County schools, too. So you get a little bit of a lot of River Valley, a little bit of Gallia Academy, and then a little bit of South Gallia, too, if you want to listen. So it's pretty cool. They're pretty good.
And they do it live.
They do it live.
Awesome.
Which we don't because we...
Well, we're working on things. We're working on things right here so we can give Vinton County fans a little bit more. We won't say too much now.
We'll go into that later.
We'll work on that later.
So.
Yeah, big game. Big game. Nelsonville, York, River Valley, man. Can't wait to see what happens in that one.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
A lot of talent.
So that's the week of the league, and it's going to be quite an entertaining one. We will come back here, and we will do our rapid-fire predictions. We'll wrap the show up next. Welcome back to episode 4.2 of the Vinton County Vikings Red Zone Podcast, brought to you by J&K Contracting in Albany and Jackson. Call them at 698-3521 and 286-8936. Dollars and dimes, rapid fire predictions, Lugs.
Woo.
And this time, it's actually going to be
rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Yes.
Dollars and dimes, thank you for sponsoring the rapid fire predictions portion of the podcast. Dollars and dimes it at 123 Main Street, across from the courthouse in MacArthur.
You did it off the top of your head, by the way. That is impressive, man. I can't believe that. So,
I did. I don't have anything wrote down. They are having a grocery sack sale.
Yes.
Where if you take a grocery sack, just a regular, you know, run-of-the-mill plastic grocery sack.
Mm-hmm.
You take it in the store, and you fill it up with clothes. Any rack, any clothing article. If you can fit it in the bag, it's $1.
$1.
$1.
As much as you can get in it.
As much as you can
stuff in there.
Yes. It's $1 for every article of clothing. That's a pretty good deal.
Better deal than you'll ever get at Walmart.
And you, like you said a couple weeks ago, you can really find some nice stuff in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. And what did you say about the Ninja Blender?
The Ninja Blender's gone, man. I awesome blender. Gone. Not there.
How much money did we make off of that?
You know, I haven't got my commission check on that yet.
You didn't?
I did not.
Well, we need to get a hold of somebody.
Yes. Yes, we do. Man, that was awesome.
I mean, if we're going to be selling
ninjas.
Ninjas. Yeah. You know, we need to see a little bit of kickback from that.
Yeah. That was great.
Okay.
I'm so happy for him. That's
yes.
So good. So cool.
Excellent. That's good. And I would kind of would like one. So if they get another one, we need to find out.
Yes. They
maybe
not.
We'll not advertise this, the next
yes,
one.
Yes. I want to buy the next one.
Well, the next two, we'll keep those.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into it. Rapid fire predictions. Let's do this the correct way. I lead.
Yes, you do lead.
Boy, I better get used to saying that.
That shocked me. You surprised me when you said it. Actually, I'm good though. Okay, by one game.
Hey.
It's a one game lead. Okay, you're like all of my Oakland Raider buddies.
One
you're
or
not
100.
Used to winning a game, so you win your first game of the year, and you're all flipping out. It's
one
just
or 100.
One it's all the same, right?
I lead 14-7, which is really not that good. And I mean, I can boast, but
my 13-8.
13-8.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. TBC Ohio play Athens and Alexander. Athens 2-1. Alexander 1-2. Who do you have?
Okay, I am taking Athens. Obviously, Brandon Sanders is going to have another big day. I think in the place of Alden. 250 yards, about 3 touchdowns passing. I am taking Athens, big 35-13.
Yeah. I'll take them too. Athens, big. Athens, big. Let's go. I think they're going to score 42. That would be the most that they've scored all year. They put 41 up on Warren.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've scored 42, and I think Alexander probably gets a couple late scores, 42-14.
Yeah.
All right, Wellston. Okay. That was the quickest we've ever done one of those, by the way.
Yes, it was.
Wellston
rapid fire.
Wellston at Portsmouth West. Wellston 2-1, Portsmouth West 1-2. Who do you have on the river?
Well, I am taking Wellston. I'm going to say they have another big rushing day, probably 350, 400 yards on the ground against these guys. I don't see Portsmouth West even giving them much of a game. I think
really?
It's a big scoring day. I think Wellston wins this one 45-20. And 20's probably giving them a little more than they need, but I'll say 45-20.
Okay. I'll take Wellston 2 to move to 3-1. I'll take them 28-14 over Portsmouth West.
Okay. Awesome.
Game of the week, River Valley and Nelsonville York. The game is in Bidwell. River Valley comes in at 3-0. Nelsonville York with one of the toughest schedules in the league at 1-2 with a win over Trimble. Who do you have in Bidwell?
All right. I'm going with the Nelsonville York Buckeyes.
Oh,
Hunter Edwards, breakout day. He's going to tear it up. 250 yards in the air. Alex Mott's going to get 100-some yards rushing on the ground. They're going to have a big day. They're going to put River Valley in their place. They're going to show they had a weak non-conference schedule. Like, I got Nelsonville York winning this game 32-20.
Just like they showed him last year, huh?
Maybe not.
I'm taking River Valley, and I'm taking them 28-27.
Woo! That's a close game. That'll be awesome if it ends up like that.
28-27, River Valley.
I got Nelsonville big, bud.
Stay
I got Nelsonville
on
big.
Top in the rankings.
Okay.
All right, let's go ahead and do – we're going to do our game last. So okay. we're going to throw these out there, too, just for, you know, giggles and stuff. Ohio State, 2-0. This is a very big game for them. Ohio State, 2-0, at Oklahoma, 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma lost to Houston in the first game of the year.
Yeah.
Houston's pretty good, too. We know about them.
Got a lot of Buckeyes coaching that team. So we know how that is. So,
Before we do this, though, I did want to point out that I heard on another radio show – we're radio show, right? So I can say another radio show.
Yes.
Internet show. I heard on another show that I don't know the name of the arena, the basketball arena in Oklahoma, their campus, their basketball arena, which is probably pretty big because they're Oklahoma and they probably have a 20,000 seat arena.
Oh yeah.
Listen to this. There's a lot of Ohio State fans down there. Okay. Uh-huh. Flying down there for the game, live down there, whatever.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They talked to the people, and I don't know how it worked, but anyways, what happened was is they rented out Oklahoma's arena for a pep rally before the game. Ohio State
rented out
Oklahoma's basketball arena for a pep rally before the game, and they sold it out.
Wow.
They sold it out. It's like 20,000 people.
OHIO, baby.
Let me ask you this. Would that happen at Ohio State?
Oh, yeah. We'd sell – oh, they, no, Oklahoma wouldn't sell it out.
Would we even let them?
No.
If they said, hey, here's $500,000. We want to rent out the Schottenstein Center for a pep rally before the game. No. Screw you.
No, you ain't renting out our
stadium.
No way.
Okay, well, thanks, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Anyways, who you got in that game?
Okay, it's at Oklahoma, right?
It is at Oklahoma. Well, yeah, they're not pep rallying down there and then coming back to the Shoe.
I'll tell you, this is going to be a good game. I mean, Ohio State doesn't look I don't know. They're a little up and down, man. Barrett needs to get his crap together, I think. You know, but I'm expecting big things. We usually play to our competition a little bit early in the year.
Yeah.
Ohio State does.
Yeah.
So, big game, nationally televised. This game's going to be huge. I think it's going to be a good game, though. I think Ohio State's going to take it, though. I think we're going to get it 28-17.
35-20, Ohio State wins.
Woo! I'll take it either way.
Okay, and we're gonna do this too. We're gonna do Ohio University.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is the second week in a row they've played a big time program.
Yes, yeah.
Right. Not that Kansas is a big time football program, but they are in they're in the Big 12.
Big 12.
I mean, they're a Big 12 team.
Yep.
They should beat a MAC school.
Now they're playing an SEC team,
and we throttled them last week. I mean, it was like 25-0 before they even knew what happened.
Yes.
So, OU coming off a huge win, and week one they lost to Texas State in three overtimes at home, which was kind of weird, but
yeah,
the offense was terrible in that game to start, and they really picked it up in the second half, and then they continued it right into the Kansas game in Kansas. So, they have Tennessee. They play at Tennessee, who's 2-0, had a huge win last week at Bristol. That was so cool, dude. I am a huge NASCAR fan, and they played
Tech.
At Bristol. Mm-hmm. That was awesome, dude. That was so cool. I was just in awe.
I was surprised how good the view was, to be honest with you. Even televising, I was thinking, man, this is going to be crazy being that far away from the
field. You could tell that it was really far away, but at the same time, it was fine.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Good atmosphere.
I'll
bet sitting in that stadium was crazy. What, 180,000? How many?
I think it was.
Something like that?
Yeah, I think it broke the record by 40 or 50,000 people. That's unreal.
There's
man.
No way the people at the very top could see a thing.
Yeah, but they had like a 5-million-foot hanging screen that was suspended by cables.
It's like I tell them.
The cables that held that screen up, that big. Jumbotron screen up in the middle of the field. The cables that held that up were suspended from outside of outside of the racetrack because there was they had to, you know, the support had to be a lot stronger than what the track could hold.
Wow, that's
so it was
insane.
Actually suspended from outside of the track.
That's impressive.
Yeah,
that is, so, yeah.
That's cool. Dallas ain't got nothing on Bristol. So who do you got in that game? Tennessee, obviously, a little bit better than they have been the last few years.
Okay, my daughter goes to Ohio University. She is a junior there, and
she get free tickets?
No, she gets one for her.
What?
That's all she gets. One for
well,
her.
You know
she
how,
gets an any game free because she's a student.
You know
she can't get me none.
You know how coveted it is to get into Ohio University.
It's,
Peyton Stadium
is
sell. They sell out every game. So.
And OU, oh yeah, you know
that's right.
The saying. OU,
that's right.
Oh yeah. So, you know, I am sticking with my daughter, and I'm going to go out on land. Tennessee is the most overrated SEC team in the history. Of SEC power rankings, okay? There's no way they're the top teams in the country like they had them in the preseason. They are not that good. Virginia Tech's not that good. I'm going with Ohio University at an upset here, 31-28.
I love Ohio University, and I love the Bobcats, and they are my – they're
gonna cost me
my team, my town.
If I take the lead over this game, you're going to get so much crap next week.
I'm going to take Tennessee.
That's what I figured.
35-7.
All right, man.
Okay. All right.
We'll find out who's smarter next week, won't we?
All right. Last game on the rapid fire predictions. Vinton County hosting Megs in the first league game. Who do you have? Cody Bartram's out.
Yep.
Shakes things up a bit.
It does, and you know, obviously, you know, we always. Homer's the main word we always use in this podcast. I'm just telling you, this is not a Homer prediction. I am taking Vinton County. Megs is a one-man show. It is Cody Bartram and the rest of the group that comes with him. Cody carries the team. He carries the defense. He carries the offense. They've lost Lily. They've lost Cheats. Cody carries this team. Without Cody, it is not the same team. Vinton County is not as bad as people think. We are 0-3, but we have played some tough teams, and we've done really well against them.
Right.
This is Vinton County's coming out game. We're going to be 1-0 in the TVC. Vinton County's going to win this game. We're going to win it, and it's not going to be a blowout, but we're going to win this game. I'm going to call it 38-35.
Okay. Before the news with Bartram, I would have thought Megs would have won by about 10 points.
Okay. Yeah.
Just being straight up
fair,
non-homerizing here.
Yes.
I would have thought Megs was, based on what's happened this year and what we've done, I would have thought it would have been similar to the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's fair of me to say.
Mm-hmm.
With Bartram out, I think that he definitely covers a 10-point gap, and I think that Vinton County will win the game 28-21.
That's a good score, I think. Yeah, I think that could be close. So.
Do we get 2 points if we nail the score right in any of these games? I know we haven't.
We
have
to get
far.
A bonus of some kind, right?
If
we get the score,
should get like an extra.
We've been close on a lot of them too, but we
haven't
really nailed
it. And we probably won't. Yeah. We're not going to pick one.
That's the hard part. Yeah. We do. ESPN needs to call us up pretty
they
quick.
They should, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, obviously you got the Tennessee and OU score right. That's nailed down. That's exactly the way that's going to go down.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Okay. So.
Overrated SEC. Overrated.
Underrated Mac.
Yeah, underrated Mac. That's right.
Oh, and you can't listen.
Central Michigan. Come on,
hey,
bud.
That's right. Yeah. You can. Check this out. I don't know if you know this, but see if you get the network sports channels like NBCSN, CBS Sports Network.
Mm-hmm.
CBS Sports Network picked up all the MAC games.
Awesome.
So you can watch OU. I watched OU the last 2 weeks on CBS Sports Network, which is right around the NFL Network channel. If you got DirecTV, Dish Network,
it's right around all those channels. Yep.
But it's CBS Sports Network.
Awesome.
And so you can watch the MAC games on there, too. So that's kind of cool.
They don't get any bigger than this. This is the biggest team to play all year. So.
Well, yeah, and CBS Sports Network gave us like $50,000 to say that, too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see that check in the mail.
Yeah. It's coming. Exactly. It's coming right after Ohio University beats Tennessee.
That's right. Hey, I'm going to be a genius at the end of this week.
You are. Either way, one of us is getting trolled bad.
You're Sheldon. I'm Leonard Hofstetter, buddy. Here we go.
Okay, so that's going to do it for the Dollars and Dimes Rapid Fire Predictions. Don't forget about their grocery sack sale. Kind of indefinitely from now until whenever they decide. I'm sure if you walk in there 2 months from now and you got a grocery sack, they'll probably sell you clothes for a dollar piece.
Yeah, it's definitely.
If not, tell them that we told you that it was okay, and they'll honor it.
Tell them Lug sent you. That's all you got to do. Tell them Lug sent you.
Then they'll send you right back out.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
All right. So you have a kind of a cool little, well, I don't know if I would call it cool or just crazy story.
Yeah, I'll tell you. And of course, we're all about the football program. We talk about football. Sometimes life lets you kind of know what's more important between life and football. And this is one of those scenarios. And we're going to talk about this mainly because he's a coach for Vinton County. And he has been a coach. And he's an all-state wide receiver from 94. He graduated in 94. Played in the 93 playoff team. So we want to talk about Dusty Ward here just for a second. And kind of let people know. I mean, I talked to him yesterday. He doesn't know we're going to talk about him. He doesn't know anything. I mean, to be honest with you, he probably doesn't even want us to. But we're going to do it because I think he deserves it. The other day there was a car accident. He's behind the car when it wrecks. Literally, and like I said, we're not going to go into a lot of detail because the kid was under 17.
Yeah, right.
I think he's under 18 years old. There's a lot of rules to talking about stuff like that. So we're not going to go into a lot of detail. But to make a long story kind of short, he kind of rescues a kid from the truck, ends up pulling him out of the vehicle, literally gets him away from the truck, and the truck explodes. I mean, literally explodes. I mean, just like, you're thinking, oh, crap, that's a movie out of the movie.
Yeah, it's like something you'd see in Die Hard.
Yeah, I mean, literally risked his life to save this kid. And I mean, the kid's in the hospital. We know that. I mean, he's struggling, but he is making it right now. And we don't know how his progress is doing. And, prayers to him and hoping he's doing okay. But, I mean, it takes a special person to do what he did. I mean, he risked his life, and he knew it. I mean, this truck was on fire. This truck was getting ready to go, and he knew it, and he wasn't giving up until he got that kid out of that truck.
That's right.
It was right outside of Logan. It would have took an EMS or a fire truck 10, 15 minutes to get there. They would have never made it. The kid would 100% be dead right now. And then Dusty Ward put his life on the line to save that kid, and I think he deserves props for that. We just want to give him a shout-out. We want to say thank you. We are proud you're our Vinton County football coach. I am glad you coached my kid in the junior high. You're a stand-up guy. It was an amazing thing what you've done. I don't know. Everybody thinks they would do that in that situation, but a lot of people wouldn't when it comes down to it.
Right.
And then, I mean, like I said, I just can't say enough about him. Great guy, great friend. I've known him for years. And like I said, just want to give him a big shout-out and then just say, you know, thank you to all the people from me and all the people in Vinton County. And, you know, that if that doesn't give you a free pass to heaven, I don't know. It's not a heaven I want to be in. I'll be honest with you, man. That is your ticket there, man. You know. God bless you for what you've done, man. It was awesome. So, just to end it on a note like that, which you know is always a cheerful note, but I mean it's an inspirational thing what he's done.
No question.
Just want to say thank you. And if there's a Vinton County Man of the Year award, and I know there is a lot of times,
well, let's
how does he not get that?
Let's make it VCVikings.com Vinton County Man of the Year or Man of the Week.
Man of the Week. Yes.
Goes to Dusty Ward.
There you go. And it'll be on the website. So, yes, we was going to do a little article for him.
That's cool.
Amazing job, Dusty. Amazing job,
that's
buddy.
Cool. Let's just hope that everybody involved pulls through and
yes.
Everything is okay.
Exactly.
And it'll be a happy ending.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
Yep.
Good job. Okay, so is that going
to
do it?
Yeah, we're ready to wrap it up, man.
We're done, huh?
Yep, this week's.
All right, everybody come to the game Friday night. Yep. 7:30. Meg's, get there early. Get
tailgate.
Free food. Brad Rose will make you a hot dog.
That's right. Yes, and they're good. Bratwurst,
yes, they
too. There are bratwurst. I get a bratwurst every
week. Yeah, bratwurst, too. Yeah. They spare no expense.
They
here.
Don't, man. It is awesome there. It really is. They do a great job.